Chapter 5, page 99, The Elder and Church Growth. Evangelism is the lifeblood of the church. Through evangelism, the world church grows and spreads its influence around the globe. Through evangelism, the local church calls men and women in its own community to join Christ's remnant church. Through evangelism, the church will accomplish its mission. At the center of the evangelistic message stands Jesus, sent to the world to reclaim lost humankind through his sinless sacrifice. Now we are again able to enter into a relationship with God and unite with him for the growth of his church and the return of Christ. World church growth. Any congregation that ignores the world outside its own community and centers itself exclusively on its own area cannot be Christian. Christ left the comforts of home to save an alien world. His church must do the same. Christ gladly took up his mission to our globe because he genuinely loved those so very different from himself. His church too must take up the global mission out of a genuine love that crosses every racial, cultural, national, linguistic, and economic barrier. The early church was dedicated to its mission of taking the gospel beyond its Palestine birthplace. Historians estimate that half of the city dwellers of the Roman Empire were converted to Christianity. The early Adventist church began as a small, regionally based movement in North America. But in 1870, 9 years after the organization of the church, the first foreign mission society was formed. Early Adventists based their missions philosophy on scripture, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14. They identified with the three angels of Revelation who had the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Revelation 14:6. They took seriously their task of proclaiming the gospel to the whole world. Now only a century and a half old, Adventists have a presence in over 200 of the world's 229 countries. Just as global mission was paramount in the early church and the early Adventist church, it must remain paramount today. The global mission program is the Seventh-day Adventist Church's systematic planned approach of taking the Seventh-day Adventist gospel proclamation to specific areas of people groups that have not heard or accepted the three angels' messages. Its support is important. Support global mission by insisting that your Sabbath school continue to include a mission emphasis. Promote strongly the World Missions offerings. Encourage church members to give of themselves either as employed or volunteer missionaries. Consider adopting a church in another part of the world. Your conference or mission may be able to assist you in finding an Adventist church in another country or culture that you might help in its church growth program. Local church growth. Because all Christians are called to be God's ministers, they all become evangelists in one way or another. Some have been given gifts that fit them for evangelistic outreach. Others use their gifts to support and sustain those who publicly proclaim the gospel. And all through their consistent, practical, daily witness display the character of Christ in the relationship they have with non-Christians in their local community.